Dear investors and partners, my name is Andrii Avila, and I'm the CFO of Eesti Energia. It's my great pleasure to welcome you on this earnings call to summarize the results of the third quarter of 2015. Hopefully, you have managed to download the presentation from our investor relations website, and without further ado, let us now turn to the presentation. If you move to slide number three, here we present a snapshot of the third quarter results that we will cover in more detail further on. Eesti Energia results in the third quarter of 2015 were characterized by 13.3% lower sales revenues of 171 million euros and 9.3% lower EBITDA of 67.3 million euros. Operating cash flow was substantially lower than last year at 25.7 million euros, whereas the capital expenditure was 32.3% lower than in the third quarter of 2014 at 47.8 million euros. Before looking at the results in detail, let's turn to the overview of the main markets affecting our sales and profitability. If you now turn to slide number four, here we present the overview of the power markets that influence our power generation profitability. Average price in Nord Pool spot Estonia price area was 30.3 euros per megawatt hour in the third quarter of 2015, which is 11.7 euros per megawatt hour or 27.9% lower than in the previous year. Estonian power price was very close to Finnish, as the average spread between the price areas reduced in the recent quarter to only 0.2 euros per megawatt hour. Nord Pool spot Latvian area prices remained above Estonian prices. Average price for the third quarter was 45 euros per megawatt hour. Our clean dark spread available in the Nord Pool spot Estonia electricity price decreased to 1.6 euros per megawatt hour due to lower electricity price and higher CO2 costs. Hence, the electricity markets remain challenging with prices at very low levels. On slide number five, we present the intraday volatility of power prices in Nord Pool Estonia price area, denoting the maximum and minimum daily prices with a gray area and the average daily price with a green line. As it can be seen, the differences between peak and off-peak power prices are very substantial, with peak prices ranging between 50 and 60 euros per megawatt hour on most days. This is the reason for our recent approach, where we generate less power on off-peak hours while trying to ramp generation up on peak hours, thus achieving price levels above the Estonian Nord Pool spot price area average. On slide number six, we present the dynamics in another market that drives Eesti Energia results, affecting primarily our shale oil sales and profitability. Average price of Brent crude oil remained 41.1% below last year's level in the third quarter of 2015, trading on average at 45.3 euros per barrel. Similarly, the price of 1% sulfur content fuel oil, which is our shale oil reference product, traded at 49.7% lower than last year at 217.3 euros per ton on average in the third quarter of 2015. After a rebound in second quarter, the oil price again reached similarly low levels as in January, so the market remains very challenging at the moment as far as oil prices are concerned as well. On slide seven, we present the breakdown of sales and EBITDA between our main products, as well as the year-on-year change. In the third quarter of 2015, Eesti Energia sales revenues were 13.3% lower at 171 million euros. Main reason behind the sales decline was the electricity sales, while shale oil and distribution sales exceeded last year's result. In terms of EBITDA, the results were negatively impacted by lower profit from electricity and other products, with group EBITDA decreasing by 9.3% to 67 million euros. Let me now analyze sales and profitability of each product in turn. Slide number 9 presents the revenue dynamics of electricity sales, which accounts for almost half of our revenues. As the drop in the power market prices was combined with our lower generation and sales volume, the average electricity sales price was not too much impacted, increasing by 2.7% to 49.2 euros per MWh. Without gain on derivatives, the average sales price was broadly unchanged at 44.2 euros per MWh. Electricity sales volume decreased substantially by 31.1% to 1.6 TWh, mainly due to lower sales in the wholesale market, while group retail sales reached 1.3 TWh. The latter also reduced the revenues earned from electricity sales substantially in the third quarter of 2015, with the sales revenues 28.1% lower at 81 million euros. In terms of future sales, we have hedged 1.8 TWh of the remaining 3 months of 2015 power sales with an average price of 40.9 euros per MWh. As for 2016, power sales hedged against price risk amounted to 3.4 TWh with an average price of 38.4 euros per MWh. On slide 10, we present an overview of Eesti Energia performance in the Baltic retail market. In the third quarter of 2015, our market share in Estonia reached 59%, while Latvian and Lithuanian market share was 15% and 6% respectively. Altogether, our Baltic market share was 0.2% higher compared to last year, reaching 25%. On slide 11, we show how EBITDA from electricity products, which amounts to 40% of total group EBITDA, changed in the third quarter of 2015. Altogether, EBITDA from electricity decreased by 7.9% to 27.2 million euros, mainly on the back of lower sales volume, which amounts to 15.5 million euros negative impact. Margin improvement of 3 million euros and reduced fixed costs of 9.7 million euros managed to counterbalance the sales decline to an extent, with the fixed cost being primarily impacted by the fixed cost component counted as inventory, as well as cost capitalization in our power plant construction. Our drive for cost saving continues with sizable efficiency program in place in the mining subsidiary, as well as the rest of the group to remain competitive on the market on the current challenging market climate. Slide number 13 presents the revenue dynamics of electricity distribution, which accounts roughly for 31% of the group revenues. While distribution volume was slightly higher in the third quarter of 2015, the sales revenue also increased by 1.6% to 53.8 million euros as the average distribution tariff remained unchanged. We had another positive quarter on the losses side as network losses of 4.1% in the quarter have remained in a very low level. And for the last 12 months, the network losses are about 5%. On slide 14, you can see EBITDA of electricity distribution, which amounts to roughly 43% of group's EBITDA in the quarter, distribution electricity distribution EBITDA improved by 5.3% in the third quarter of 2015 to 28.8 million euros. This improvement was mainly on the back of better distribution margin, as distribution loss expenses were substantially lower by 1.1 million euros. Due to lower loss amounts and wholesale power prices, and this is actually what contributed to substantially lower losses. Also, larger distribution volume improved our profit, having 0.5 million euros positive impact on EBITDA. Now, on slide 16, we show the performance of shale oil product, which makes up 16% of group sales, but has larger impact on profitability. Volume of shale oil produced and sold increased considerably in the third quarter of 2015, as the new NFP 280 oil plant delivered good results. In total, shale oil sales reached 77,000 tons in the third quarter, which is 138% higher than a year ago. On the flip side, the average price earned for the product decreased by 18.5% to 345 euros per ton, including the positive impact from financial hedges. All in all, the shale oil sales revenue almost doubled in the quarter compared to the last year to 26.7 million euros. On slide 17, you can see shale oil EBITDA, which increased by 50% in the third quarter of 2015 to 13.2 million euros, having a positive impact on the group results. While lower margin, which is due to lower sales price and higher variable costs, put pressure on EBITDA, it was still balanced by higher sales volume with an aggregate positive impact of 15.5 million euros and gains from derivative instruments, which had positive impact of 11.2 million euros. On slide 18, we look at the group performance from other products and services. Group sales revenues from other products reduced by 47.1% to 9 million euros, mainly negatively impacted by lower mining products sales revenues, minus 6.8 million euros. Group earned negative EBITDA from other products in the third quarter, with the heat and mining products EBITDA were a combined 4 million euros lower for the quarter, while EBITDA from technology industries subsidiary decreased by 2.1 million euros compared to the third quarter last year. Largest single item affected profits and comparability was the sale of subsidiary in third quarter 2014, which improved last year's EBITDA by 3.5 million euros. On slide 19, we have established how the EBITDA of 67.3 million euros earned in the third quarter of 2015 has translated into operating cash flow of 25.7 million euros for the third quarter. The main influencing factor in the payment is the payment of accrued interest as a part of the Eurobond tender in September 2015, which reduced the operating cash flow by 28.7 million euros. From other influences, one can point out the change in oil shale inventories, which has reduced the operating cash flow by 9.4 million euros. Regular creation of CO2 provision was balanced by non-cash gain on derivative instruments, with all items having a smaller effect. On slide 20, we compare the operating cash flow in the recent quarter with the third quarter of 2014. EBITDA was 6.9 million euros lower than last year, and last year's result included also higher CO2 provisions and lower gains on derivative instruments. These three factors combined have resulted in a lower cash flow of 26.1 million euros compared to third quarter of 2014. The second major factor was the earlier payment of interest mentioned already during previous slide, which reduced the cash by another 23.7 million euros compared to last year. As this interest payment was only brought forward from regular payments in Q4, this effect will be reversed in Q4 of 2015. Cash tied up in high inventory was balanced by higher liabilities. Altogether, the operating cash flow was 64.9% lower in Q3 of the current year compared to last year. On slide 21, we present the reduction of capital expenditure in the third quarter of 2015 by 32.3% to 48 million euros as the investment program draws to a close. Main investments were directed to improving the distribution network amounting around 23 million euros, where the rollout of smart meters continued. Further 3 million euros were invested into new Auvere 300 MW power plant, which is undergoing commissioning and is expected to be finalized by the end of this year. Maintenance investments reached 8 million euros, related primarily to mining subsidiary and investments in oil production. Slide 22 provides an overview of the group liquidity position as the third quarter of 2015. Operating cash flow of 25.7 million euros was exceeded by the investment cash flow of 34.4 million euros. Hence, the group liquidity position reduced to 189.7 million euros as at the end of the third quarter, which was complemented by 250 million euros of undrawn facilities. Group drew on the European Investment Bank loan line for 30 million euros in October, discussing the extension of the facility by a year for a remainder of 70 million euros. Slide 23 presents group maturity profile and the key leverage ratios followed. Main event in third quarter 2015 was the partial repurchase of group Eurobonds with maturities of 2018 and 2020, and extension of the maturity profile to 2023 with a new benchmark security issued to fund the tender offer. As the group is funded through to the end of the investment program, there was no need to engage new debt capital as a part of the transaction. Leverage edged up slightly to the level of 2.4x net debt EBITDA, while Moody's affirmed Eesti Energia credit ratings at Baa2 in August 2015. Now, on slide 24, we present renewed group outlook for 2015. Given the results achieved over 9 months of 2015, we have slightly upgraded EBITDA outlook now expecting to post a small decline as compared to previously a decline. Also we have revised the investment outlook to slight growth, which was previously also projected as growth. No changes have been made to the expected decline in sales revenues. And to summarize the third quarter results, we were characterized by challenging power and oil markets. Our electricity sales revenue and EBITDA decline was balanced to an extent by oil revenue increase and better performance in distribution subsidiary. Group EBITDA reduction was also affected by the profits earned by the sale of a subsidiary in third quarter 2014. On a positive note, we concluded a successful liability management exercise in September of 2015, extending group maturity profile and issuing the group's first benchmark Eurobond in the international capital markets. This concludes the main body of the presentation. If there are any additional slides in the appendix that discuss our production and sales data, commodity markets, as well as our closed positions. If you have any questions whatsoever, please do not hesitate to ask.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. Mr. Avila, there are no questions on the phone line.
So thank you and talk again in February.